It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Obsessed with these videos. I, you know, as someone who was not around for the 80s, there is nothing more 80s than these aerobics, Crystal Light aerobics championship videos that, you know, I discovered these videos like 10 years ago on YouTube and then completely forgot. And then I was listening to something yesterday. It was a best of Gilbert Gottfried on a certain radio show that I listened to. And he was talking about when he was on Wife Swap with Alan Thicke. And they swapped wives. And he would do an impression of Alan Thicke on this aerobics thing because he was the host. James, you have the Alan Thicke song that it's in to my folder. And let me tell you, this, I am obsessed with this song, and I might, this will be the you know how like Love Charger I always play, and then the text board lights up with how much people hate it? This might replace Love Charger now for the song I play. It is stuck in my head. James, if you would. You not snap your fingers. Now, I'm not gonna make you listen the whole thing, just to the chorus. You met some new guy at the gym? The lyrics. Don't you let him ready or not. I'm coming, baby. I've got some muscle for you. Sweaty and hot. I'm pumping iron. You're gonna beg me to have some big time fun. You're gonna beg me to have some big time fun. All right, James. I'm working my body out just for you. The lyrics. This is genius, ladies and gentlemen. How it took me till being 33 years old before I heard this song. The great late Alan Thicke, Sweaty and Hot. If you want the video, it's on my Twitter and Facebook page. James, is this going to be something now you're adding to a playlist?
I think Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B wrote something similar recently.
I don't think we can play that.
But no, I think I'm going to avoid at all costs.
I mean, sorry. Did you go through these lyrics?
Yeah, they're scandalous.
You know, I know I'm not still 24 if you're keeping score, but I have had my nights and I'll have plenty more. Spectacular cardiovascular. I mean, this is lyric genius. This should be on, you know how Don't Stop Believin' is on every classic rock station 18 times a day? How is this song not in the rotation on the classic hit channels? I don't know. But, you know, James, if I have any goal in life, it is to add this to the playlist of classic hit channels, especially the Odyssey ones.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and the Adult Contemporary channel, starting with Star.
Let's start a petition.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Well, I'll just hand it to Rob. We'll get it on.
He'll
we'll get
go
it
for
on
it.
At Star. Yeah, of course. I'm obsessed with this, and the Alan Thicke song will obviously take the place of Return of the Mac for our bottom of the hour rejoin. Like I said, as for someone who didn't live through the 80s, that is the most 80s video, those two videos, I have ever seen. And if I didn't start the show with that, it would just be on my mind, and there would be nothing else coherent for the next hour, which Some would argue that's, Joe, that's going to be your whole hour anyway. Welcome. It is B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you on a Friday. Good Friday. And if you have off of work today, hope you're enjoying the beginning of your day off of your long weekend and whatever your Easter plans are. Something we'll get into the second half of the show, talking about what's on the table Easter Sunday for you. What's part of your Easter plans? But I want to start where we left off yesterday. We left off very early in the sinking of the Sullivans downtown. And, you know, what I'm about to say, I always say this. I don't mean to be offensive. I don't mean to, I'm not trying to be the guy that gets the attention by saying something wacky, okay? This is my honest opinion. And I always start off with this. I was wrong about the Statler Towers. Because my thought on the Statler Towers were, what good are they? Let's tear it down. I was wrong. And with the help of Mark Croce and now with Douglas Jamal, Statler Towers, they look great. I mean, the outside construction, Statler Towers is great. I was wrong. I was wrong about not wanting to keep that older building. Okay? But now we have the USS Sullivans, and I understand the historic significance. I love history. I love World War II history, right? When David took over yesterday and was talking about the history of the ship, I couldn't tune away. I mean, I can never tune away from David, but I couldn't tune away. I love hearing that stuff. I love watching stuff on the military channel about, you know, ships like this. So I understand the historic significance. But now we are having another issue with the USS the Sullivans at downtown canal side next to the USS Little Rock, which is an amazing ship. And if you've never visited the Naval Park, you better. I mean, it's really, I'm fascinated by it. But we're having yet another issue with the USS the Sullivans. And this is my opinion. Again, as someone on the outside, as someone who's not that intelligent, this is, when it comes to this kind of stuff, this is my take on it. Is there a way we can keep the historic significance of the Sullivans without it sitting in water? Is that possibility there? Because, no, I don't think we should just completely forget it. I don't think we should deconstruct it. And no, that's not what I'm saying. Is there a way to have this thing not be in water? Is there a way to take significant parts of the ship and put them somewhere on land where they could be displayed? Because we are now having another issue. And did you see where it got yesterday? I mean, it was the deck, part of the deck was in the water. So that is my thought on the USS the Sullivans. I don't want to see it go. That's not what I'm saying at all. But we can't keep letting this thing sit in water, because obviously, no matter the repairs we're doing, it continues to have issues. It continues to have issues taking on water. And when it takes on water, you're talking about even more damage to the stuff inside. But I don't want to be mistaken as someone who doesn't take this seriously, doesn't see the historic significance. I do. My thought on the USS the Sullivans is find a way where it's not in water, where this won't happen. I'd like to know your thoughts. 803-0930-930. And of course, this brings up something else that is also not operational in downtown Buffalo right now. By the way, for the USS the Sullivans, if you want to donate any funds, please visit SaveTheSullivans.org. That is, this latest challenge was not taken into their budget. So if you'd like to donate for the repairs to the USS the Sullivans, SaveTheSullivans.org is where you can go. And again, I'm not saying decommission this, or what's the word? I'm not saying take apart this thing and, you know, forget it ever existed. That's not what I'm saying. But this, it can't stay in water, right? That's me on the outside. I don't know much about, you know, water, boats, ships, any of that stuff. I think it should be something that you take out and put on land and somehow have that. Now, this also brings up the Great Northern Grain Elevator that has been in the news since that windstorm, and I can't remember exactly when that happened, but it seems like it's been in the news almost as long as COVID. But that, you know, now that kind of, this reminds you, right, of the Great Northern Grain Elevator. Because you're having the issues at the Sullivans. Wait a minute. Didn't we have issues on some other historic, oh, that's right, the Great Northern Elevator. Now, for me personally, and again, not to be offensive, not trying to be the wacky guy on the radio that says something to get everyone upset, but the USS the Sullivans, I see the historic significance, right? I mean, anyone who knows a little bit about history knows the historic significance of the Sullivans. The Great Northern Grain Elevator, okay, it was, you know, it's the last of that type of grain elevator, all that stuff. I don't think the significance is there for the grain elevator as it is for the Sullivans. I'm sorry, that's just, I don't see that. I would understand more if we had elected officials and all these programs trying to save the Sullivans more than the Great Northern Grain Elevator. You know, it served its purpose. Yeah, it was nice when it was here. We have pictures. We have articles about it. Great. But I think its time has come. I mean, there is still a huge hole in the side of the Great Northern Elevator, Grain Elevator. It's still sitting there. You know, and from what I heard when people came down from March Madness, no one said, oh my God, we had to get a picture by the building with a huge hole in it. So, you know, we talk about putting money towards the Sullivans, and you know, again, whatever. I don't think it should be in water, but I definitely think it should be preserved. The grain elevator has served its purpose. I think it is done. I think it is time to find someone that either, well, you have someone that owns the land, that wants the land. You know, it's not like if you tear down the Northern Grain Elevator, the Great Northern Grain Elevator, nothing will happen. We already know the company that owns the building, actually owns the land the building's on, has the building right next to it. We know since the 80s, since Alan Thicke was singing Hot and Sweaty, they've wanted to tear that building down. So, I don't understand the holdup. You get what I'm saying? I don't get the historic significance, I don't think compares to the significance of the Sullivans. Do you understand what I'm saying? The significance for the Great Northern Grain Elevator does not match the significance for the Sullivans. And as much as I think the Sullivans should be in a different, saved a different way out of the water, I think the Great Northern Grain Elevator, I think its time has come. And again, why do I say that? Well, because the land is owned. And I think as soon as that building is torn down and cleared out, something else will be there. It will be used. It won't just be another empty lot in the city of Buffalo. You know, we talked yesterday about, you know, building a plaza with no tenants. This would not be a comparable case because we know something would go there. So I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930. Do you agree with anything I'm saying? Am I way off? Do you disagree? Are you ready to chain yourself to the Great Northern Grain Elevator if it doesn't get saved? Or do you agree, yes, the Sullivans definitely has a higher historic significance than the Great Northern Grain Elevator? 803-0930, star 930. You can also shoot me a text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930, star 930. Because I'll say this, and we said this yesterday when we brought the coverage on the air. When the news was broken about the Great Northern Grain Elevator, I had no idea what that was. Sorry, I needed a picture. I had no idea what that was. When Jimmy got in my ear yesterday and said, the Sullivans is taking on water, I knew exactly what Jimmy was talking about. I knew where that was. I knew which ship that was, actually. And I knew what that meant, that it was taking on water, and the significance of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the Great Northern Grain Elevator had damage to it, I go, oh, that's too bad. When the Sullivans took on water, it was something I was following all day yesterday. It's something that I think we should be very proud to have these historic Navy ships in Buffalo. But we need to have a better way of preserving these, especially the Sullivans. 803-0930, star 930, that is the number. Patrick is in Hamburg and joins me live. Hey, Patrick, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Joe, good to hear you. I enjoy you on the radio, but Joe, I do not agree with you when it comes to a lot of your historic preservation ideas. I know you wanted to tear down the Lafayette Hotel, built by America's first female architect and all, and it's a beautiful building that's open now and beautiful.
And Patrick, you're right. I was wrong on the Lafayette, too. My sister got married there. It is an amazing hotel. Anyone who's visiting should stay there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, people love Shays Buffalo, and the only reason it's standing today is because a preservationist chained himself to the chairs inside when the wrecking ball was out on Main Street ready to tear down Shays Buffalo. And of course we lost theaters that would make Shays Buffalo look like a piece of junk. But I called today because of the grain elevator. Joe, love you, buddy, but don't think for a minute that when that grain elevator, if it comes down, something's going to be put up there. The only reason ADM bought that property is to expand their existing parking lot. So, again, I disagree. You're wrong, buddy. And I do like you. I'm not being a jackass.
No, Patrick, that's fine. Let me ask you, when saving the Great Northern Grain Elevator, what would you like to see there? I don't think we can save it as just an empty building.
I'm not even here to discuss whether it should come up or down. My point is, if it does come down,
it'll just be a parking lot.
It's going to be a parking lot.
Yeah.
That was the goal from day one. It is already surrounded by a parking lot. It's going to be a parking lot if that comes down. So please don't fool yourself or your listeners. It's going to be a parking lot if ADM has their way.
Well, Patrick, I have to say this. You taught me something today because I had no idea that Shays was about to be torn down. So you learn something every day.
Yeah, those no-good preservationists, how dare they chain themselves? One crazy guy, chained himself to the chairs inside and refused to leave so the wrecking ball could not. It was literally on Main Street ready to hit the building. The Tiffany windows were going to go down. And this one crazy preservationist, oh, they're such obstructionists. But everybody goes to Shays Buffalo today, and everybody goes to Lafayette Hotel, and everybody goes over to the Statler pretty soon as well.
That's true.
Tear down our city, Joe. Please stop advocating for the destruction of it.
Thanks. Patrick, you make great points. And like I said, I've been wrong on two occasions at the least with the Statler and the Lafayette. I appreciate the call, Patrick. Hope you have a great weekend. Patrick in Hamburg opens up a line for you at 803-0930. There was a Hey Arnold episode, James. I don't know if you remember that episode where Arnold chained himself to a theater because the Frank Sinatra, the guy that was supposed to be Frank Sinatra in the show, had performed his first show there, and his grandparents met there, I believe is the storyline, and Arnold saved the theater in New York City. I don't know if you remember that that episode, but that was a Hey Arnold episode as well.
Was it the Circle Theater or something like that?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Look at you being able to pull up this information.
I don't know. I just remember his football-shaped head. That's about it.
Hey Arnold was a great show. It's funny. I was talking with Alan Harris about Rugrats earlier this morning. So, I mean, we're just going. We've got Alan Thicke singing at the 80s aerobics competition. We've got 90s Nickelodeon. I mean, look at the timeline we are building here on B-Maz and Beamer.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just an incredible day of nostalgia.
It really is. 803-0930, star 930. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Patrick? Do you think we're both idiots and you have a completely different thought? 803-0930, star 930. We'll take your calls on that. And when we come back, I have two questions for you. What are you doing this weekend? What are your Easter plans? What's on the table on Easter Sunday? And are you ever too old to go to an amusement park? 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Let's go.
sure do. Welcome back. B-Mans and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I have a feeling I will be annoying a lot of people with that song in the coming weeks. So starting Monday, and James, just note this down, starting Monday with my co-host, Brian Mazurowski. He is on vacation. He is not listening to the show, so he will not know what will be getting played. And that open and that rejoin will be getting played again on Monday for my entertainment, because I'm sure Brian's reaction will not be the same as mine.
Yeah, but is that song on your gym playlist? Because
I just discovered it this morning.
It just seems odd that you like a song like that. And oh, never mind. It was going to be a comment about your weight gain. Because I know you and I love you.
Yeah.
And I kid because I care.
The line in the song, I work my body out just for you. Unfortunately, the last few months, I haven't been able to. If I use that line to my wife, that would be, I don't work out at all.
Oh, yeah.
That would be an insult, because I have not been working out. But, James, that has changed. This week, I have not missed a day at the gym. We're getting back.
We love you for that.
Yeah, we're getting back to 2019-20, early 2020 Joe Beamer. And, you know, as much as the audience is sick of hearing that song and Love Charger, they are very sick of hearing about my weight gain.
As are all of us off the air.
Well, off the air, you have no choice. Sorry. we are talking about the USS, the Sullivans, and the Great Northern Grain Elevator. And, you know, Patrick's call before the break, comparing it to Shays and Lafayette, there is a difference. You know, the Great Northern Grain Elevator will never be used as it was in its original form, right? Shays, Lafayette, those places were restored and are landmarks now in downtown Buffalo. 803-0930, star 930. Want to know your take. My whole take on the Sullivans is, yes, let's do everything we can to preserve it, but let's get that thing out of water. I mean, please, can we get it out of water? And I can understand the significance with the Sullivans. I think the Great Northern Grain Elevator has served its purpose. 803-0930, star 930. Richard is in Clarence. Hey, Richard.
Yes, the grain elevator.
Yes.
I'm mistaken. When the whole debate was going on, when they had the windstorm, I believe that is the first building electrified by AC current from Tesla. The building should be preserved, period. And as far as the Sullivan, well, if you can lift it out of water, maybe, but just repair the shit. And the problem right why it's leaking water is because when they did it in October, it got too cold and the epoxy didn't work. Now they can go weld it and do all the work on it.
So if they do that, you don't think we'd have this issue again a year later?
I don't know. But the people that are saying to repair it are the people that know about it and they want to repair it.
Yeah. All right. So you think we should save both?
Yes.
All right. Richard, I appreciate the call as always. Richard and Clarence. So that's two calls against Joe Beamer, zero calls in support of Joe. And if I said, well, we have texts that support Joe, the audience wouldn't believe me. But we do have texts that support Joe. Just want to make sure that you know there are people out there that do. So we'll continue taking your calls on that. But I wanted to get to something else, because you might have missed this. A lot of people did. Now, I haven't. I actually, when this first started, I saw on a Facebook page called Forgotten Buffalo. They had a picture of it. And then my wife and I were talking about it. And that is the Ferris wheel at Daring Lake being taken down. It's dismantled. We knew that it was, right? It stopped work. They stopped running it last year. So we knew this was going to happen. But I think people kind of forgot. I mean, it is, you know, when you go to an amusement park, you know, you look, where is the Ferris wheel? Usually is what you say. At Daring Lake, the answer is it's nowhere as they take it down. But it makes me think of summer, and I love summer. You know that. Baseball, amusement parks, concerts, all that stuff. It used to mean me wearing T-shirts, but unless I lose some weight, I will just be wearing hoodies right through the summer. um, But I do love amusement parks. And you look at Darien Lake. Jimmy, please help me here. What did they rename Fantasy Island?
I think it's Niagara Splash World or Splash Park.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, okay. So whatever Fantasy Island used to be, Darien Lake, you know, whatever the rides they bring to the fair for those 2 weeks, I have to say, I think the best ride in Western New York is the Mind Eraser. It is my favorite. This was 8 years ago, 7 years. It's when I had the country mega ticket at Darien Lake, and I got there before anyone else, so I parked my car, and then it was when they would let you into the park with a concert ticket. You didn't need to get separate admission. So, you know, I would go early, and I would just go ride to ride by myself. Yes, guys, I am that pathetic. So I just jumped ride to ride by myself. It was fun. It was right when the park had opened, waiting for my friends to get to the tailgate. And I rode the Mind Eraser probably 12, maybe even 15 times, because I would ride it, get off, run back, and I'd be next in line. I'd get right back on the ride. It was, and that did kind of upset me. They made me get off and walk all the way back around when I was right there. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the Mind Eraser, I think, is the best. You know, Superman, that gets me a little scared, especially that the highest point there. No thank you. The Viper, it's good. It's good, but it's no Mind Eraser. I think the Mind Eraser, your feet dangle, you can take your shoes off. That is my favorite. I would put on my least favorite when we're talking amusement park rides, and I'm sorry that I'm focusing so much on Darien Lake, but my least favorite would have to be the pirate ship, because the way it makes my stomach feel. And whatever they call the pirate ship that goes all the way around, I don't know what that's called, but the pirate ship that goes upside down, I'm no fan of that. Do you know what that's called? The one that goes upside down?
The loopy thing? Yeah, I know.
It's the pirate ship, but the last thing is it going all the way around. I like the pirate ship. It doesn't go upside down. I mean, I don't like the pirate ship, but it doesn't go upside down.
I don't like the upside down thing.
I don't like either of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the pirate ship makes your stomach. Every time I get off that thing, I feel like I have to puke. Not to, you know, get too graphic here in the morning. The UFO swing, the swings that take you up in the air, no thank you. The Predator is okay, but I hear the older you get, the more that hurts, because it's the old roller coaster. I have never gone on the Boomerang. I feel like that's another one that would make my stomach really hurt. That's the one that you go backwards in. And at a fast rate, I can't imagine that being good on your stomach. But Mind Eraser, Viper, obviously the Log Flume. I mean, that is an all-time favorite. I'm trying to think. The old-fashioned cars, I liked that when I was 10 because I could drive. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. Someone put the Ranger.
That's, I think, the one that goes upside down.
Oh, that's what they're telling me. That's what it's called, the Ranger. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Texter.
Didn't Orange County Choppers have a roller coaster, the Moto Coaster or whatever? Wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it in the kids' park?
No, that was in the grown-up section. And like
the whole
like Orange County Choppers team was here to like open it many years ago.
Okay.
I think. But you get on a little motorcycle and it shoots you around, and it's a simple ride, but
yeah.
I was a fan of that. What's still there?
What's the ride at Darien Lake they never put together that was sitting in the behind the stage for years?
Yeah, like the yellow thing or whatever.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Batman ride, but then Six Flags. Remember, they left and then came back. And when Six Flags left, they left the ride just sitting there. And the Darien Lake people never put it together.
I think they have a tendency of doing that. They pull a ride from somewhere and they sort of get it ready.
And then never build it.
Never build it, but maybe it just never had space for it.
Yeah, because there was what was the ride that went through the building? They got rid of. They went through the building, and they ended up putting the Batman show in that building. But didn't the roller coaster go through there at one point?
I don't think it did.
Oh, look at me.
Because that was always just a warehouse and for the soundstage for the Batman thing.
But it was something before that. I thought a ride went through there. I don't. And then you have the thing, the little cars you go in that just go in a circle around. I don't, with all the mirrors. I don't like that either. I don't know what it's called. 803-0930, star 930. Oh, the water ride in the river, the Grizzly Run. That one is a little, it's a little anticlimactic for me. Does that make sense? Like, it's just there, and you're hoping to go under some running water. You know, the log flume, it drops you down, and the water splashes up. I like that. And it's fast. It's quick. I don't know. That's how I feel about that. 803-0930, star 930. You want to share what your favorite amusement park ride is as we get ready for summer. Jimmy, do you know when Darien Lake opens? Like, when you can start going on rides? I know the campgrounds are opening soon, but I wonder when the park is actually ready.
Isn't it usually somewhere around Memorial Day or just before?
I want to say it's just before Memorial Day. Nothing on their website. That would be helpful. Yeah. Because
usually they're open, I think, before school lets out. And yes, that's the time, if you're like a grown-up looking to have your amusement park fix,
yes,
the best time to go.
If you're Joe Beamer?
Yeah, because there's just nobody there.
After a show of Beamaz and Beamer, just go to the park and go jump ride to ride. Is there an age where you're too old to go to an amusement park? And I don't mean, obviously, because, you know, what you're supposed to do is you go as a kid and then you have kids and you go. But is there an age where you're too old to go and enjoy the rides as an adult? Like, I'm 33. If I just went to Darien Lake, you know, maybe my wife and I go for a day, or after a show, B-Maz and I go on during the week. Is there an age where that's just you're too old? Jimmy, do you think, is there an age where you're just too old to go to an amusement park if you don't have kids?
I don't think so.
No, right?
There are people, I think, who enjoy visiting theme parks around the world, whether they're like the chain, like the Six Flags, or even the small parks like the Splash World. And
you ever been to King's Dominion in Richmond?
No, but
it's a good park.
I like Hershey Park, I think, and the Nobles.
What's the one in Ohio? Cedar Point.
Yeah, Cedar Point's a good one.
That's a good one.
But there are people, full-grown adults, that just go park to park because they have the means to do it, whether they're riding the rides or just there to escape reality.
Now, see, if I wasn't so cheap, I actually like the games that you have to pay for to play, like the shoot the hoop, the win the goldfish, the throw the darts, the pitch the ball. I like, those are my favorite. The problem is, you have to pay. Like, I paid, what's the price to get in? I paid $35 to get in, and now I have to pay $5 for this, $5 for that. There's the game, Jim, please help me with this one. There's the game where you just keep throwing the balls until you have tic-tac-toe or something.
I got it.
Totally, yes, it. I got it. Love that. They do that at the fair, too. I could just sit there all day and play I Got It.
I didn't know. Do they do that at Darien?
They have an I Got It, or they used to. I haven't, full disclosure, I haven't been to Darien Lake since I had the country music pass.
I've always wanted to be the guy that sits there just for like one or two segments and just calls out the number ball.
But see, you know who I want to be? I want to be the people on the mics. Step right up.
Like the dunk tank clown or whatever?
Yeah, no. The person that tells you to come over and shoot the basketball or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Sit there with a microphone on.
Yeah.
It comes natural to me. Some would argue. 803-0930. Let's go to John in Angola. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. John, what is your ride of choice on local amusement parks?
Well, I don't go local, but Universal, and got a special part of my heart for the Spider-Man, right?
Now, what would that be comparable to?
Mogan East Aurora built that ride.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, I was part of that team that built that back in 88, 99, and it was the first full-motion simulator type action on a movable platform with 3D vision, and it was monumental at the time, and the technology went into it, but you'll notice there's not many of those. There's really only one Spider-Man.
That's right. That I like those. The one that, you know, it's not comparable to anything else. John, I appreciate the call. Didn't realize that was built right here in Western New York. Someone on the text board says, you're never too old to ride the rides or just visit an amusement park. Someone else on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Says, I love going to the amusement park. I like all the rides except Joe. I'm like you. I can't ride the Superman. Well, good. At least I'm not the only one. And you know, it's when you start hearing this, like seeing work at Darien Lake, seeing them get ready, seeing the commercials, seeing the new place that's taken over Fantasy Island. That's exciting because you know, the fun of summer is being outside. You know what I mean? Like, I love baseball. You know that. You've heard me talk about it. But, you know, at some point, I want to be outside. Go to a Bison's game. Go to the amusement park. Just sit on my, just sit outside, right? Got the little deck out at my apartment. Just sit outside. Just take in the warm weather. And, you know, amusement parks help you do that. The fair, which, you know, I have my issues with, but the fair helps you do that. It seems every weekend there's a lawn fete somewhere. You know, just being outside. That's what I love about summer. Just taking in the weather, be outside, enjoy it. And Easter for me, when Easter is in April, mid-April, that is usually my sign that more warm days than cold days are up ahead. Well, Easter Sunday is a few days away. If you're going to the Broadway Market, enjoy yourself. But also, as James was telling me during the break, have some patience because it is going to be packed in there this weekend. But, you know, I know for a lot of people it's a tradition. This is the weekend you go. You get your butter lambs. You get whatever it is you get there. But, you know, enjoy it. And instead of being frustrated with the congestion with the crowds, be happy. Be happy that we're back to, you know, this sense of normalcy, that we're back to being able to be stuck in crowds and shoulder to shoulder with people and making our way through the crowd to get something. Be happy. Look at the positives in it. This is Easter weekend. This is a weekend to be positive. It's a weekend of hope, right? So hopefully you're enjoying time with your family and you're enjoying the fact that there are no restrictions. You're going out there. You're living your life. No one's telling you to do otherwise. No one's guilting you for doing this and that. You're enjoying your life. And what better weekend to enjoy, to be positive, to be full of hope than Easter weekend. And I hope that whatever it is you're doing, enjoying your family, enjoying those around you love, having some good food. You know, we always find something to complain about, right? Well, I gotta visit here and I gotta visit there and I gotta do this and I have to sit in this crowd. Let's just be happy that's what we're doing. It's a lot better than sitting at home, you know, it's sitting at home by yourselves or not being able to visit some family members or not being able to go to the Broadway Market. So just have fun, enjoy yourself, take in the crowd, enjoy it. Walk around with a smile on your face that you're able to be in a crowd. And that no one's yelling at you for being in a crowd. And you're not getting shamed on social media for being in a crowd. Live it up. Enjoy it. But as I always say, guys, whatever you do, have fun this weekend, but be responsible. If you're going out to have some adult beverages, maybe do it at a place that is in walking distance. Make sure you get a taxi and Uber. Don't be stupid. We want to see you back here on Monday, right? I love talking to this amazing audience. I want to see you back here Monday. So don't do anything stupid. Live it up, have a fun weekend, but make sure you do it in a responsible way. And before we get out of here, one last thing I want to say. Yesterday I was complaining about my hair, and 7:30 rolls around, and I'm right by a haircutting place, and they close at 8 o'clock, and they weren't taking appointments on their app. So I just walked in, and I said, I'm sure you're closed. I was just wondering if there's any way I could still get my hair cut, and they did. They cut my hair because, I only require about a 5-minute haircut. It's nothing special. So I am very thankful to the folks that cut my hair as they were closing. I know how annoying that can be as someone who's worked in the food industry when someone places an order 15 minutes before you close. I know how annoying it is. And don't worry, guys. I left a very big tip because I know how much of a pain it was. And I'm very thankful that they didn't half you-know-what it. I'm glad they did the full cut. They took their time, even though it only took about 5 minutes because that's all my hair does. And I can go into the weekend without the bowl cut that my hair had turned into. So I want to thank them for that. I want to thank you for listening. And just so you know, Hardline, is off this weekend, obviously, Easter Sunday. So enjoy yourselves, enjoy your family, enjoy whatever it is you're doing. And again, this weekend, full of hope, full of positive energy. Don't let negative energy take you over this weekend. If there's any weekend to have a positive thought, there's any weekend that it's nothing but positive vibes, it's Easter weekend. So take that positive energy, and we'll see you back here Monday. Brian Mazurowski will be back on Monday, and we'll be talking about one of his favorite holidays, which is on Monday. David Bellavia is up next, so don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that app. Make sure you stay tuned. David has a great 4 hours in store for you. I'll see you Monday morning at 9 o'clock on WBEN.